Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, it seems that there is a package. They are now saying me that there is a package and I have to pay $1. Well, what is going on with this? There's no $1 ever when you send anything in the United States. Who are you?
Okay, ma'am, we're a third-party call center that provides customer service for different companies and products. Have you taken a survey? Have you been billed?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, ma'am, can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
10463.
It was 10463?
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Cecilia Iskovich.
How much have you been charged, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
How much have you been charged?
$1. That's why I'm calling, because there's no package that you send between one city and another that is called $1. It doesn't exist in the United States. So I want to know what kind of a joke is this one.
Okay, ma'am. So it's a chance to win. It's a sweepstakes. If you continue with the purchase, you are going to be billed around $50 for our meal planner app. And that is a monthly subscription fee.
Monthly subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
It'll be $50 a month. If you look at the bottom of the page, it tells you the terms and conditions.
Uh-huh.
And that is going to enroll you into a meal planner app.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not interested at all. I just wanted to double check if it was a joke or whatever, because I knew that there was something fishy. No, don't take it personally. You are just working on the other side of the phone for a complete different party. But, I'm going to disregard this one and ask that stop sending me information about this package, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
And the same to you, my dear. The same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.